Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mga mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ako si Earl, ang inyo pong Camp Master. At ito, ang Philippine Campfire Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 85th gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kamusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. The disclaimer you just heard came from our camper na si Romel Mancera. If you want to have your own versions of the disclaimer be played in our podcast, all you gotta do is record your own version and send it to our email, campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Romel. Tapos na agad yung first week ng February, no? Are you liking the episode so far ng San Telmo Society? Madami kasi tayong backlogs from the previous year, kaya we are trying to get as much stories as possible. You can also check out some free videos in our YouTube channel. Just search and subscribe ng Philippine Cafe Stories sa YouTube. Para kapag nag-travel ka and or nag-drive ka or nag-commute ka and you feel like you want to listen sa YouTube app mo, you can do that. Hanapin mo lang yung Philippine Cafe Stories sa YouTube. Meron din tayo mga ilang videos dyan na pwede mo rin panoorin. At kung nagugustuhan mo naman ang mga episodes natin at gusto mong magpabalato, just go to our GCash account na nasa episode show notes. Kung international listener ka naman, meron din tayong PayPal account na open para sa mga pakape nyo dyan. Thank you sa lahat ng mga nag-share ng kanilang mga blessings na nagpabalato sa akin the past days. Thank you na rin in advance sa mga future na magbabalato sa akin. Lapit na Valentine's, baka gusto nyo magpaya. Anyway, on to our stories for tonight. Una nating mga kasama ay si Jem from General Trias, Cavite. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Hi, Camp Master. Ito pala yung first time ko magsulat ng story for a podcast. Ito ay kwento ng brother ko and I will not say any name for personal reasons.
This happened almost a year ago when my brother and his girlfriend, now fiance, went to Baguio as a day tour and unexpectedly stayed overnight because of some issues. Hindi ko talaga naalala kung ano yung problema pero long story short, they ended up staying in a hotel for one night and went home the next morning. They look up on the internet for a cheap hotel to stay in and they ended up in this hotel, which I will not say the name. Let's just say na yung hotel ay nasa populated na lugar sa Baguio at ito ay malapit lamang sa SM, like walking distance lang. Kaya dito na rin sila nag-book ng room. Normal naman yung simula nung mapunta sila doon. Nasabi pa nila na halos puno rin yung parking lot. Ito po yung unang creepy part. Nung pag-akyat nila sa floor ng room nila, ang girlfriend ng kuya ko ay may narinig na parang may umuubo ng malakas. At si kuya naman ay may narinig na malakas na iyak ng bata. Tapos po pala, sasabihin ko rin na may feeling daw sila na sila lang daw yung naka-check in dahil simula sa front desk hallway, halos walang tao except sa mga employees ng hotel. Habang nagpapahinga sila sa room ay nagpamassage po yung girlfriend ng kuya ko sa kanya nang bigla siyang mapatingin sa may salamin sa kwarto nila. Napansin niya ang salamin ay nakatutok sa higaan. May parang nakita daw itong kamay ng isang lalaki. Sa takot ng girlfriend ni Kuya ay bigla siyang nag-decide na umalis at nag-check out. May nararamdaman na silang dalawa na kakaiba. Noong pababa na sila sa front desk, naririnig pa din daw nila yung batang umiiyak at yung umuubo ng malakas. Nung nasa lobby naman daw sila, napansin rin nila na may mag-jowa o mag-asawa na umalis rin. Pero ang weird part ay parang nagmamadali daw. Paglabas ni Kuya at ng GF niya ay halos na walang naunang dalawang lumabas na parang multo. Umalis po sila ng mga madaling araw at wala nang masyadong sasakyan na pumaparada, kaya nakakapagtaka na nawala ito bigla. Nung una, hindi raw nila ito pinansin. Nung pababa na sila from Baguio, bandang Marcos Highway towards Tipilex, may kakaiba daw silang napansin. Para raw sobrang haba ng biyahe nila. Tapos sobrang lamig daw sa loob ng sasakyan. Pinatay rin nila ang aircon pero sobrang lamig pa din daw. Nakwento rin nila na may bus na papuntang Manila. At ito ay balak mag-overtake. Inarang daw nila ito para hindi sila maiwan ng mag-isa dun sa madilim na part ng highway. At ito na po yung huling part ng kwento ko. Nung nasa Tipilex na daw sila, napansin rin daw nila na paulit-ulit nilang nalalampasan ang isang signage. Nakakapagtaka pa daw dito ay binilisan ng kuya ko ang takbo ng sasakyan at around 120 to 150 kilometers per hour. Siguro po kapag nakadaan na kayo sa Tipilex ay sa ganoong bilis ay parang tumatalon na ang sasakyan. Anyway, buti naman po ay nakarating sila ng mabuti at hindi napahamak. At ang nakaka-weird pa ay para daw sobrang haba ng biyahe nila. Nakarating daw po sila ng Manila ng 7 a.m. kahit sobrang aga nilang umalis. Sana po ay mapansin ninyo ang story ko. At ako'y listener rin ninyo ng higit isang taon na rin. Keep up the good work po and thank you if mabasa niyo po ito. Jem. Hello Jem! Unang-una, maraming salamat sa pakikinig mo ng podcast na ito at sa pag-share na rin sa ating show. Ilang beses kong binasa yung kwento mo pero parang hindi naman katakataka yung mga nangyayari sa kuya mo at sa girlfriend niya nung araw na yun. Yung umuubo ng malakas at umiiyak na bata, siguro wala ka lang additional context pa dun sa kwento mo, pero hindi naman nakakapagtaka na may umiiyak at may umuubo kasi sabi niyo nga mukhang maraming tao sa hotel. Yung dalawang guest naman na umalis at biglang nawala, parang hindi naman din nakakapagtaka kasi malay mo, nakapark lang pala sa parking lot at hindi lang nila napansin na sumakay, diba? Hindi ko alam yung sa kamay na nakita nila sa salamin. That might be the weirdest of the story. Pero yung sobrang lamig na biyahe could have just been the weather in Baguio. Especially madaling araw pa sila umalis, diba? Baguio is known to drop its weather at around 10 degrees kapag madaling araw. Ang totoong nakakapanindig balahibi dito ay yung the way your kuya and his girlfriend traveled 120 to 150 kilometers per hour in Tipilex. 100 lang ang speed limit sa Tipilex. Hinaharang ang bus sa Marcos Highway. Hindi ko alam kung ano ang nasa isip nila when they traveled, pero sana huwag niyong gagayahin yung kwento na yun. Masyadong delikado. And we all know Marcos Highway is being used by other bigger vehicles like buses and trucks. So, if not for your safety, at least for safety of others on the road, please drive or travel responsibly. Baka next time kayo na yung maging multo sa mga susunod na kwento kasi hindi kayo nag-iingat sa pagbabiyahe. Okay? Thank you. Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik tayo for one more story. That and more coming up next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society ng Philippine Camper Stories. Trigger warning sa susunod na kwento from Angelie, there will be mentions of rape and death. Kaya if hindi ka ready to hear that, please stop and skip this episode muna. These are the stories of Angelie. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang mga kwento.
Hello, Earl. I am an avid fan of your podcast. I have been contemplating for a while now if I should share my story also. Although, if this is not appropriate and not interesting enough for the podcast, I would really understand.
Having been born and raised in the province of Leyte, kinalakihan ko ang maraming kwentong kababalaghan from other people's experiences. Pero kahit ako, hindi nakatakas na maka-experience ng mga ganito. However, yung kwento ko na ibabahagi ko ngayon ay separate sa kwento ko noong ako'y batang lumalaki pa sa probinsya. Ang mga kwentong mababasa mo ngayon ay nangyari noong ako'y nag-aaral sa Cebu back in college. I took up a medical program in college and all of these experiences happened in Cebu City. Back in high school, I was an active member of the YFC. And was also raised in a religious family. 2012, I was raped by two members of the mentioned organization from our town chapter. After this incident, I was never the same. I chose not to tell a single soul about it since I was really scared and I honestly had no idea who to run to, not even my boyfriend at that time. I only had the courage to share to a psychiatrist 10 years after the incident. Months after the incident, was a normal day na walang stress sa ACADS, although hindi ko na maalala kung katatapos lang na exams week or malayo pa because I had the luxury to rest. At that time, vacant period ko and I didn't have any classes until late in the afternoon. So I decided na umuwi na muna sa dorm to sleep. Here's a brief description of the dorm room. It consists of two double-deck beds na naka-L sa isang corner. For the sake of the description, sabihin na lang natin na nasa pahabang line ako ng L. Upon entering the room, bubungad sa iyo ang isang maliit na hallway na less than 2 meters. Then sa dulo ay isang maliit na built-in closet. Liko to the right, then there's the beds na naka-L arrangement. The room had two windows, kaya bright naman yung room because of the natural light. I think yung corner na hindi abot ng liwanag is yung hallway sa entrance ng room. I think ito lang yung important details sa room. So there, I changed clothes and climbed to my bed and tried to sleep. Until naramdaman kong tumunog yung door na nagsara. Dumilat ako. And my eyes immediately went to the hallway to see which of my roommates was home. At first, wala akong nakita kasi madilim. Until may unti-unting nag-emerge na babae na may karga. Isa itong matandang babae. Wrinkled na kasi yung skin niya sa mukha. Hindi ko siya kilala and hindi rin familiar yung mukha niya. May karga siyang batang babae na mga around 3 or 4 years old. Umikot sila sa room ng isang beses. For some reason, tinignan ko lang talaga sila habang nakahiga ako, not making any movement. Hanggang sa lumapit sila sa harap ko. Inabot nung bata yung necklace na suot ko that time. Inikot niya ng inikot hanggang sa humipit ito sa leeg ko at hindi na ako makahinga. Tinititigan lang nila ako habang ginagawa ito. Yung matanda, walang expression yung mukha niya while the kid was happily doing what she was doing. I felt myself losing vision kasi nagda-dark na yung paningin ko. Hindi na ako makahinga. I felt myself losing vision kasi nagda-dark na yung paningin ko. Hindi na ako makahinga. Then the kid suddenly loosened the necklace. Naglakad palabas ang matanda. Karga pa rin yung batang babae. Then I woke up, out of breath, realizing na hindi pala ako gising kanina when I thought I heard the door open and pumasok yung matanda. Kinapa ko agad yung necklace ko and bumaba sa bed para tingnan sa salamin yung neck ko. Pero it looked normal. I checked the door to our room pero wala ding sign of forced entry kasi nakalock. Bumaba ako and asked the caretaker if may nakapasok ba na matanda na may kargang bata. But when they checked, wala naman daw. Until now, hindi ko na naikwento ito sa mga kasama ko sa room and never ko na nalaman kung saan ba nanggaling yung dalawang nakita ko. In 2013, my friends and I decided to rent a place together. Medyo malayo sa uni namin but it was much cheaper and we had some privacy. Hindi talaga siya apartment but a huge house na may extrang 2 rooms at 3rd floor. May sariling terrace. There were 4 of us. The first room near the stairs was occupied by my 2 classmates and I had the other room to myself and my previous roommate who was mostly not around kasi she stays with her then BF. So basically, it was me all the time sa isang room. The house was huge but not old. The owner and her family stay on the 1st and 2nd floor of the house. But most of the time, nasa tindahan sila natutulog. So we don't see them that often sa loob ng bahay. But nakikita naman kami mostly sa tindahan. I don't really sleep with the windows closed kasi I prefer natural ventilation. Unless may aircon. This room kasi walang aircon so I am left with no choice but to open the windows kasi hindi rin naman malamok. Although nababother talaga ako sa malalaking puno ng santol just outside my window. And then yung window naman is facing an abandoned old house. One morning, weekend and walang pasok, I woke up early, like before 6 a.m. And I thought that's still too early and my friends aren't even awake yet. I got up to open the door so I can hear them if they're up before going back to sleep. Nagising ako bigla kasi may something na mabigat sa dibdib ko. As an asthmatic, I immediately associated it to asthma, kahit na this isn't one of the symptoms. I tried to open my eyes, but I couldn't manage to open them entirely. While I was trying to fully wake up, nakita kong may nakaupo na dog-like figure sa upper body ko. At first glance, akala ko aso siya, but it was a lion na ragged looking. Imagine a stray dog na may skin problems na namumuti na yung balat. Imagine that, but with a male lion. The eyes of the lion were milky white and were staring directly at me. It was growling na parang gutom at galit na hindi ko ma-explain. Akmang bumubuka na yung bibig niya at susunggab na when I was shaken awake by my friends. They said I was hyperventilating in my sleep. That night, I slept with the windows closed. Hindi rin ako pinatulog ng tanong sa utak ko nung time na yun. Why is this family not occupying their house when there's more than enough rooms? At mas pinili talaga nila magsiksikan sa tindahan. Hindi naman na nasundan yung incident ng yun. Marahil ay nakatulong ang pagsara ko ng mga bintana.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
When my sister started college, pinalipat ako ni Mama with her sa isang apartment na mas malapit sa university niya. It is a shared apartment with 3 rooms. The first room by the entrance and the middle are occupied by magpipinsan. And our room was located sa far end na ng apartment na hindi na talaga abot ng natural light. In front of our room was the bathroom, kitchen sa kabilang side, and just outside our window, the laundry area. For the first 6 months, okay naman yung stay namin doon. My sister usually has her friends stay overnight for group studies. Our housemates also do the same. Although, hindi naman umaabot sa point na maingay na yung unit namin. For some reasons, eerily quiet talaga yung unit kahit na may mga bisita. Most of us even study in the living room alone when the visitors are not around. After some time, palagi akong nakaka-experience ng sleep paralysis when I can see all-black figure that seems to be staring at me from the foot of the bed. Palagi itong nangyayari, pero hindi pa rin ako sanay sa takot na nafe-feel ko with the dark figure. It was a dark figure of a woman based on its hair. It happened quite often until na nawawalan na ang ako ng tulog at palaging nagkakasakit. I was hospitalized for acute sinusitis around that time and I can say na mas nakatulog ako ng maayos sa hospital kesa sa apartment. When I was hospitalized, my sister had her close friends stay for a few days with her until I was discharged. After a few weeks, my sister started showing the same symptoms I had, minus the consistent colds. She appeared restless and sleepless. Until one day, nag-open up siya that she was experiencing sleep paralysis as well. And nakakakita siya ng bata na nakadagan sa kanya. In my mind, I was like, huh? Bakit hindi nag-add up yung nakikita namin? So we brushed everything off and tried our best to stay healthy na lang since we cannot miss out on classes at that time since approaching na nga yung finals. Then came finals week. Her classmates were almost living in our place na since they stay and do their business na like washing their uniforms and even shower. Umuwi na lang sila kapag kukuha na ng new set of uniforms and switch reading materials. Almost everyone, except for me na a week early natapos ang final exams, were busy with studying. I stayed in Cebu and waited for my sister to finish her exams before heading home to our province for a quick break before my internship. After her last exam, my sister approached me and told me that one of her closest friends na palagi nasa apartment told her na finally daw, their exams are over because she doesn't want to spend another night in our apartment na kasi takot na siya. Apparently, nakakakita siya. And sa apartment daw namin, may nakatirang mag-ina. Palagi niyang nakikita sa kwarto namin, sa laundry area, pati na sa banyo. Usually, ito kasing kapatid ko, hindi niya na-mention kahit kanino. Especially sa friends niya. Kasi nga baka hindi na sila pumunta sa amin at matakot pa. So she told her friend about the sleep paralysis and yung mga nakikita namin during these events. And the friend confirmed na these two palagi daw nasa kwarto namin. Nagmamasid lang. After this conversation, pinilit namin ng mama namin na ilipat kami ng apartment kasi hindi naman namin kakayaning magstay pa doon. But I had no choice but to stay pa doon sa apartment until June because of my internship. We never learned about the history of the place. Wala na ding napagtanungan. It was newly built when we moved in. Hindi na rin namin sinabi sa magpipinsan. And they were still renting there to this day. After my internship, I had other experiences of sleep paralysis. It came to a point that my dreams are telling me to end my life. There are a lot of times na I harmed myself. This went on for years. Lumipat na rin kami ng kanya-kanyang dorm after my graduation since I had to stay for the board exam review and my sister moved to an apartment with her high school friend. I have a separate kwento for this dorm kung saan ako lumipat. My college friend ended up taking me to an albularyo who then told me that lapitin ako kung anumang elemento kahit dati pa dahil nasisihan sila sa akin. He did not elaborate sa nasisihan na part kaya I left more confused pero na-resolve naman ang concern ko for that visit. 3 years after the Albularyo visit, I moved back to our province and work in a private hospital. Bago pa lang tong hospital na to at hindi pa ganong kadami yung pasyente. The hospital is located 2 hours away from our house, pero they offered free lodging naman sa doctor's quarters, kaya doon na din ako nagstay and umuwi na lang pag day off. Since hindi pa naman ganun kami kadami ang pasyente, isahan lang din ang nag-duty sa night shift. Night shift is basically a doll shift. Tutulog ka lang and gigising pag may kakatok para kukuha ng gamot or may bibili. Hospitals, for me, are always eerie. But for this one, hindi nakakatulog na sobrang daming mirrors. Paglabas mo ng office, nakalinya na yung mga mirrors. So one night, we had our monthly inventory. Dati, mag-isa ka lang mag-i-inventory but no need to count every product kasi every week merong inventory and nakabuy supplier. This time, instead of doing it alone, there were 3 of us na naka-assign sa month-end inventory. Nag-offer ako na bumili ng pang-merienda namin habang nasa work since minsan lang din naman kami magkakasamang 3 sa same shift. And wala talagang bigay yung department head namin na pang-food man lang. For the sake of narrating, let's name the older coworker, Madam, and the younger one, Venus. I will also change some details in the story for privacy na din. As usual, Madam was there ahead of us kasi maaga siyang gumakyak since taga-malayo siya. I arrived after her. Then almost late na dumating si Venus, looking rather gloomy and wala sa mood. On a normal day, she would probably jump with excitement na magkakasama kaming 3 sa shift. Venus is the type of coworker na hindi mauubusan ng kwento. May baon palaging chismis at napakadaldal. Kaya mapapansin talaga pag may problema siya kasi she would go silent. We proceeded now with the inventory and divided the task based on familiarity namin. Venus was assigned sa buffer area ng supplies namin kasi mas familiar siya sa medical supplies compared to us na mas familiar sa medications. Tahimik lang talaga siya the whole time. We followed suit na lang din. We worked silently hanggang matapos. Maaga kaming natapos sa inventory and had our snacks na. Since sobrang aga pa talaga, 1 a.m. pa lang and wala na kaming gagawin kundi maghintay matapos yung shift kasi slow shift na din yung work namin nun. Sabi ni Madam na matulog na lang daw muna kami but hindi sa loob ng office since hindi kami ma-accommodate ng table namin. Sabi niya, doon na lang kami sa benches sa lobby para makapwesto kami ng maayos. Kahit dati pa ayoko nang lumalabas doon sa lobby kasi andun yung mga salamin. Pero since may kasama naman ako that time, nag-okay na lang ako. Yung feeling na puro salamin na talagang nakapalibot sa'yo kapag andun ka na sa lobby. Okay naman yung lobby during that time. Pero nag-iiba talaga yung itsura ng vibe niya sa gabi. Dim pa rin yung lighting kahit nakabukas na mga ilaw. Pero most of the time naka-off talaga mga ilaw dito since wala namang tao sa night shift aside sa mga naka-duty na. So ayun, we cleaned the benches, may lobby, and pumesa na kami. Ang style kasi ng bench is back-to-back sitting. So me and Venus occupied one bench, then si Madam solo sa isa. Madam was sound asleep na agad. Well, I couldn't tell if Venus was asleep na kasi tahimik talaga siya. So I tried to sleep na din since wala na talaga akong kadaldalan. I remember sobrang babaw lang ng tulog ko that time. Yung tipong pinapakinggan ko lang yung surroundings ko but still trying to force myself to sleep. After a few minutes, I was finally half asleep na. But then I noticed na may tao sa may ulo namin ni Venus. Hindi ko maaninag na maayos yung mukha. Pero lalaki ito, ay naka-jersey top na kulay violet. Hindi ako natakot kasi akala ko bantay ng isa sa mga patients namin at bibili lang ng gamot. Kinausap ko pa, sabi ko, "Hala sir, sorry po. Kanina pa po kayo dyan? Wait lang po sir, doon na lang po kayo sa may window." Instructing him na hintay na lang ako. Nagising si Venus, narinig niya pala yung sinabi ko. She then volunteered na siya na lang daw mag-aasikaso sa bibili. She got up and I gave her the keys to our office. After a few minutes, bumalik din agad si Venus sa pwesto niya sa bench at natulog. I tried to sleep then, Pero after nung nakita ko yung lalaki, hindi na ako nakatulog ulit kasi baka may bibili pa ulit at may istorbo lang yung tulog ko. I checked the clock and it's already a few minutes past 2 a.m. Nakapikit na lang ako this time and pinapakinggan ang paligid. I couldn't hear anything aside sa breathing of Venus and mild snoring of Madam. I tried to open my eyes again pero parang ayaw fully bumuka ng mga mata ko. Feeling na parang hinahatak pababa yung eyelids ko to keep them closed. But I had a glimpse of surroundings while pinipilit kong ibukas yung mga mata ko. And there I saw the guy in violet jersey again. He was just standing there and seemed to be looking at Venus. When I finally had my eyes fully open, nawala na ito. Bumalik na ako sa loob ng office kasi natakot na ako. Iniisip ko na baka hindi na tao yung nakita ko kanina at bakit bigla na lang itong nawala. I let my coworkers sleep kasi parang ang himbing pa ng tulog nila. Before I went home, I waited for Venus to ask her if she's okay kasi mas bothered ako by her silence kaysa sa guy na nakita ko earlier. She told me naman that her cousin has gone missing daw and hindi na daw umuwi for a week na. Her aunt called her that night to ask if umuwi daw ba ng probinsya yung anak niya kasi hindi na nga daw umuwi sa kanila. Hindi na rin nila makontak yung pinsan niya kaya wala rin siyang naisagot sa aunt niya. I comforted her and treated her to some puto sikwate before heading home. I also asked her kung anong binili nung lalaki na nanggising earlier pero she told me na wala man daw bumili. Hinintay niya daw kasi akala niya kumuha lang ng tubig saglit pero sinilip niya din sa may canteen pero wala naman daw tao. In my mind, I was like, sabi na nga ba? It wasn't until after a few days na nakita ko si Venus after that. She stayed muna sa office until nakaalis na yung mga kasama niya sa shift and she told me na natagpuan na daw yung pinsan niya pero patay na ito. May stab wound yung pinsan niya and walang witness na nakakita at makakapagturo kung sino gumawa. Iniwan lang daw kasi yung katawan niya somewhere. She even let me see the picture of her cousin nung natagpuan niya ito. Nanlamig ako. It was the same violet jersey that I saw the other night. Kalbo rin yung nasa picture. Didn't know if telling her what I saw would bother her, but I told her anyway. I told her na nakita ko yung pinsan niya nung natutulog kami sa lobby. Naiyak na lang siya. When she calmed down, she told me na baka na mamaalam na yung pinsan niya at that time. I apologized to her for not telling her agad, but she thanked me anyway for telling her. At least daw, hindi na niya iisipin na her cousin left without even saying goodbye. Until now, wala pa rin silang lead as to who killed the cousin. Yun na lamang po muna. Next time po ulit. Maraming salamat sa pagbabasa. Angeli. Hi Angeli, salamat sa pag-share mo ng collection of stories mo. First of all, I'm very sorry you had that experience. Sana makapag-heal ka agad sa trauma na nakuha mo from your abusers. If you or any of the listeners from the Philippines are experiencing violence, especially my female audience, tumawag agad sa pulisa at dumiretso sa Women and Children's Desk or tumawag kayo sa PCW or Philippine Commission on Women. They can be reached out at 8735-1654. Rape is a serious offense. At wala itong timeline. Kung pakiramdam mo ay kailangan mo ng tulong, magsabi ka agad sa mga taong mapagkakatiwalaan mo para makuha mo yung tulong na kailangan mo. Tungkol naman sa mga panaginip mo, Angel, napa-research ako kung gaano kalaki yung impluensya ng trauma na nakuha mo sa mga bad dreams na nakukuha mo. Alam naman natin na life traumas can negatively affect our lives. But what I got from the internet is actually a little interesting. Talk about chakras or our main energy points and kung paano sila nagiging unstable after a sexual trauma. The root chakra is linked to survival, stability, feeling safe, and it is located at the tailbone or the pelvic region of the body. When someone is raped, the root chakra energy stops flowing correctly. The second chakra naman is the sacral chakra, or the energy center of sexuality and emotions. This chakra is often heavily affected by rape or sexual assault, causing energy blocks. Yung iba pang mga things na nagka-cause ng energy blocks in the sacral chakra are feelings of guilt, lust, sex without mindfulness, self-destructive hypersexuality, and shame. So when your sacral chakra is open, you create healthy and empowering sexual situations for yourself. Yung pangatlo naman, yung solar plexus chakra na located naman sa may pusod or sa navel area. This chakra relates to personal power, boundaries, creativity, and identity. Many survivors with blocks in this area have difficulty focusing on their dreams, asserting themselves in the world, and often find themselves in cycles of abuse. When your solar plexus is open, you can have a healthy relationship with power and use it to assist with others. Yung sumunod naman is yung heart chakra, which is sometimes affected by sexual assault because of the feelings of unworthiness, distrust, and a lack of self-love that often arise in survivors. When your heart chakra is open naman and nawala na yung block caused by the trauma, you can feel compassion for yourself, you give love freely, and are comfortable in your relationships. The throat chakra, yung nasa lalamunan natin or sa leeg, can manifest blockages after sexual assault due to the survivor's inability to either express themselves or be heard. One traumatic experience, when consent is ignored, can cause the survivor to have multiple experiences in which their voice is not heard. This cycle will end as the survivor establishes their voice on the world. Yung iba pang symptoms ng blockage in the throat chakra are dishonesty, speaking words of anger, and negative self-talk. So when your throat chakra is cleared, you can express yourself freely, and you can practice honesty and communicate well with others. The third eye chakra, located in between your eyebrows, is associated with intuition. Many survivors either failed to trust their intuition or had not yet developed it at the time of the assault, causing blockages in this area. So, minsan, kapag may block yung third eye chakra because of some sexual trauma, nagkakaroon tayo ng inability to visualize yung nightmares, nagkakaroon tayo ng nightmares, lack of trust in oneself, and difficulty in meditating. Kapag naman nag-open na yung third eye chakra mo, you can finally trust your intuition and act with confidence when using it. The last one, the crown chakra, is located above and around the top part of your head. Signs of a blocked crown chakra includes lack of direction, depression, loneliness, feelings of no connection with the spiritual higher power. Pero pag open naman yung crown chakra mo, you feel universal love, you express gratitude, and you feel connected to the divine. Aside from therapy, pwede rin mag-resort to chakra cleansing, reiki, and other forms of meditation like yoga, breath work, and focusing your energy to the things that actually make you happy. Hopefully, the nightmares will end, Anjali, and thank you for sharing. Napakarami nating messages na nakuha from the listeners about the recent episodes of the podcast. We'll be doing a little bit of a segment called The Camper Shoutouts, pero ikliin lang natin kasi medyo mahaba yung maging episode today. So, episode 170 sa Manila and Anton story, may sinabi si Jero. Sabi niya, where can I see the photo book? Ayan. If you would have a look dun sa best of 2023 part 2, yung kay Manila and Anton, nandun yung G-Drive link kung saan ko in-upload yung photo na sinasabi ni Anton. So, punta ka lang dun. Sabi naman ni Trisha Vargas sa episode 164 kung saan na-feature ang Puzzle Pursuit. The way he talks fits a podcasting niche I like it. New follower here. Natapos ko na ang PCS and Creeps Log, and I will listen to this podcast while waiting for your new episodes. Yeah. Hello sa Apostle Pursuits and of course, Creeps Log. Episode 163 sa True Horror Stories ni JM and Naomi. Hello, Kitty City. Ang tawag sa lugar ng maraming hilo at mga naghihilo. Oh, di ko alam yun eh. Next naman, sabi ni Joe Jose. Sa episode 58. Wow, episode 58. Kay Conan and Jobert. Kala ko totoo, hindi masyadong maganda kasi pinanday lang. Sana yung mga totoong karanasan. I don't understand. Pinanday lang? Do you mean parang gawa-gawa lang nila yung story? I don't think so. Kaya sila nagsusulat ng mga story nila because nangyari sa kanila yun. I will trust that. Di ko ma-decide kung minsan ginagawa lang ba ng mga tao yung story nila or what. Kasi kanya-kanya naman tayong kwento eh. And a question that was sent to me by Luis that was supposedly for the anniversary episode na somehow eh ngayon ko lang nababalikan. Sabi niya, what's the topic, creature, or personality you would never cover for the podcast? No holds barred naman tayo sa campfire. Feeling ko hanggang may nakikinig pa ng podcast ay marami pa naman tayong mapag-uusapan. I'm open to topic ideas and lately nga nagsasend ng mga ideas yung mga campers. Like yung mga lost content and mga strange things from the 1990s. And I'm taking notes, all of this. And yun, hopefully magawa natin in the future years, future episodes. Yeah. Thanks, Luis. That's it for the camper shoutouts. Kung gusto niyo din ma-shoutout, all you have to do is comment on our episodes via Spotify Q&A section or mag-comment ka lang sa post natin sa Facebook. Simple lang, diba? See you sa next shoutout. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito, ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to the Spotify Q&A portion ng ating episode. Doon nagsashare mga kasama nating campers ng kanilang mga thoughts about sa episode natin tonight. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts. Dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo namang supportahan ang show by giving me monetary tips, you can do that by giving us gifts via GCash, PayPal, or even joining Patreon, which is yung site kung saan ako naglalagay ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Slipin mo lang yung GCash and PayPal accounts and Patreon accounts dun sa ating episodes show notes. Makikita mo yan sa episode description natin. At panghuli, kung may mga kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at babasahin naman natin yan sa mga susunod na Santel Mo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita tayo muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl. At ito ang Santel Mo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.